I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It's always good in this day and age to know there's still good people out there.
Where?
A woman in Metro Detroit, she's in Wyandotte, is speaking out after a guy was seen on her Ring camera. He wasn't doing anything bad. He was actually returning her lost wallet to her.
Huh.
Super nice dude. WXYZ TV with that one.
Hannah says when a stranger came up and rang her Ring doorbell, she didn't answer because she was sleeping. But when she looked back, she saw that stranger put something in her mailbox. And to her surprise, it was her lost wallet.
I didn't even know that I had lost it, and here's this guy returning it to me.
Hannah Krabenbaugh says she didn't know she lost her wallet Tuesday until her mother sent her a text about someone at the front door.
She was like, hey, someone just rang the doorbell. And I said, okay. And she said, it looked like someone was returning a wallet or something.
The Ring doorbell recorded every move that young man made. When Hannah looked at the video, she knew right away it was her wallet and is so thankful it was returned.
My credit card and my debit card were both in my wallet. My, like, my Wayne State One card, my driver's license, like, everything was in my wallet.
Hannah's mother posted the video on social media thanking the young man for returning her daughter's wallet. People responding saying, love this. Great people still. Love it. Makes my heart happy knowing there are some good people in this world. The person seen on video even replying saying, I'm just glad I found it and not someone else. We contacted him through Facebook. He did reply and said he didn't want to do an interview or be on camera, but wrote,
smart.
This was just the right thing to do. I believe you should just do the right thing even when no one's looking. Hannah would like to thank him personally.
Thank you very much for returning it and not, you know, taking pictures of my credit cards or just taking my credit card, you know. Like, I'm very glad that, you know, you did the right thing and you put it in my mailbox. It means a lot to me.
Hannah says she's glad there are still honest people out there who do the right thing.
That's good, yeah. It's nice.
Well,
that's charming.
I don't know. I just always think of, I'm always thinking.
You're always thinking the worst.
No,
you can
I'm
never
just
see the positive.
No, I'm just
thing.
Like, you find a wallet and you're like,
it's like,
this chick's
chick.
Cute.
Yeah, I think it's a cute chick. I got her wallet back. Like, that's funny.
I mean, look just, at her driver's license.
Life kind of works out for, like, cute girls, you know? Like, they're like,
somebody return my wallet.
Because, you know, he was like, he didn't want to just leave it in the mailbox. He was like, baby, baby, baby. He waited for
baby, baby, baby.
And then, like, he walked back to his car and he was like, I don't know what baby is.
You did see that he was kind of like,
he
his hands up in the end.
I
tried.
He was there with a buddy.
I don't know. She won't go to the dog, baby.
They get a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah,
they get a lot of nice things happening. I knew one that was looking at cars to buy.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, you know what? Borrow it for a day. The sales guy, it's just like, that's normal, right? And I'm like, not at all. No. They usually like hold a gun to me while I drive it for 14 minutes.
Yeah.
And they let you have it overnight with no paperwork or anything. I'm like, your life is different.
Yeah, yeah, for sure it is.
That's probably what the motivation was.
I wondered.
Because, yeah, you had to look at her driver's license to know where she lived.
Yeah.
And she saw that she was a cute girl.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
well, maybe.
Maybe I'll meet
maybe
her.
Maybe there's something to this.
There's still nice people.
He's probably
there.
A college kid.
Mm. Yeah. He
look, you know,
he
like
right.
He's like, hey, man, it's a good way to meet someone who's okay.
Yeah.
Still nice.
Yes.
He returned
it was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And he did not leave his number or a note or anything like that. He just kind of
reached out on Facebook. What up, girl? Just glad it was me that found it and not somebody else.
Yep.
Thank God it was me.
I heard you want to thank me in person. which she does.
Yeah.
That's what she said. I don't know if they'll actually do that, but that's what she said.
People are so nice out there. Meanwhile, my wallet has to be returned by police because they think I might be dead.
Exactly. It's different. Yeah. So that's a blowjob legation. No, it's not. Come on now.
It is not.
Please.
A blowjob legation.
Blowjob legation. All right. If you don't like watching people break bones, this is a hard watch.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Britney Spears just broke her foot while practicing her dance moves.
Did she do it on her Instagram page?
She did. She does everything on her Instagram page now.
Because I follow her and I saw some wild dancing happening. So
well, you can literally hear the snap.
Oh no, I didn't listen. I just saw it.
You ready for this? If you're ready for this, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Yes, this is a video. Oh, gosh.
I can't watch it.
Yeah. What's she dancing to?
Yeah. It's crazy.
How long do we have to watch her before she ends?
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, right there. You missed it.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank God.
You're too busy chatting about it, taking too long, and you missed it. Right at the end, she broke her foot.
Yeah, it just bent in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
The pop sound made me cringe this morning when I posted this.
Yeah, it made me cringe when I listened to it the first time. Hearing a bone break is not a good sound.
What did she break?
Her foot.
Foot.
Yeah.
I can't remember if she's older than me or younger than me.
Brittany?
I think she's older than me. But you dance like that, eventually something's going to give way.
She's 38. Yeah. She's older than you.
That's about when things start going.
38, you shouldn't.
I can't be spinning around and dancing.
If I spun around like that right now, I'd need
all my bones would break.
Like, yeah, I'd have tubes and...
Yeah. She's in great shape, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought she was dancing kind of wild in that video. I'm like,
well,
she
does look like she's lost her mind, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think she's just making up all sorts of random moves.
It's definitely... Yeah, I think she's just dancing to just lose weight.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like, barefoot, I'm just gonna too. Dance. You need protection, right? Like, if you're going to be bouncing around like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know nothing about dancing.
What an odd choice of a song, too.
Yeah.
To dance like that, too.
That's really
Texas
weird.
Texas on fire. I still think she's got a lot of Looney Tunes stuff going on up there, right?
She's
got some problems, that Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she does put a lot of her life on Instagram these days.
Yeah, that's why I follow her. It's so interesting.
She's got those crazy eyes. Ooh, look at them crazy eyes. Rough, yeah. She's talking in this video. What does she say?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
All right, right now, I'm in Maui, and I hear thousands of birds. Check this out.
Why?
Oh, boy. I can listen to Lisa and listen to Britney Spears.
Oh, boy.
As like a podcast.
Lisa listens to Britney Spears videos.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
I'd back that camera up.
But the crazy thing is, so that dumb bird video, like almost 3 million people have watched it. Two and a half million people have.
Well, she's got so many followers.
Yeah.
Britney fans.
And she's always doing stuff with her boyfriend, working out.
Yeah.
What's she doing in this one here?
Oh.
Let's see.
Oh, she's about to hop in the ocean.
Just her walking along the beach. Just Britney at the beach.
She looks like she enjoys herself a lot.
I guess. Yeah. And good for her, right? She's had some tough times.
She's got tons of cash and just
I think she snapped so hard that she just doesn't care anymore about
she doesn't care.
What people think or anything, you know? Which has got to be liberating when you're Britney Spears.
Well, I think early on, that's what probably made her snap, is that you're this real young girl who they're trying to turn into some kind of, you know, music thing, and you have a limited amount of talent as it is, and there's all the pressure, you know.
Yeah.
I think that the masses, they turn on you real easy, you know?
Oh, like, listen, everyone loved
Britney Spears, but then they want to see you fall.
Yeah, everyone's loved when she attacked that car with the umbrella and she shaved her head, and like, everybody loved it. It was like,
oh, that was one of the biggest stories of the time, right? Yeah. Britney Spears meltdown.
The amazing thing is that she pulled herself kind of out of it got that Vegas thing and still managed to make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely came back from it. I think she still is medicated and still, has some
still
issues.
Getting it right.
But she's doing a little better.
Yeah.
Kind of. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Britney Spears. Oh,
she's like,
boy.
Listen to the birds.
She did sound crazy.
You're doing pretty good.
She did.
You're doing pretty good. You listen to those birds. Great, but okay. You're doing good, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. There was definite crazy going on there.
Yeah.
That's damage that'll never be undone with that poor girl.
No, you're right. Yeah.
All right, right now, I'm in Maui, and I hear thousands of birds. Check this out.
That's very cool.
You just tell
them. That's so loud!
Oh, yeah.
What are the birds saying to you, Brittany? What are they telling you?
Oh, Brittany.
Oh, well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is crazy. If I were this guy, I'd be less concerned about going to jail. I'd be more concerned about being eternally haunted.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a dude in California. He stole a Lincoln Navigator from outside of a church. Didn't realize it was actually a hearse.
Mm-mm.
And there was a casket with a dead body inside.
Jeez.
And then a high-speed police chase happened. And
oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
Did they crash?
Trouble.
Did they crash?
So Fox 11 in Los Angeles covered the story. They spoke to the woman whose mom was that hearse. Here's the story.
As the high-speed chase involving a stolen hearse with a body in the back came to a dramatic end, Therese Birch was watching with her husband.
I actually kidded my husband about this last night as we were watching it on the news. Never imagining in my wildest dreams that it really was my mom.
Therese now believes her 93-year-old mother, Jean Val Quitt's body, was in the back of the stolen SUV for a number of reasons. The first being her mother was in the hands of Chapman Funeral Home in Arcadia, the same funeral home who owns the stolen SUV. Plus, her mother's shirt was dirty, and her appointment to do her mom's hair and makeup was moved.
I was told that he got a flat tire and that was why he was late, because I was going to be doing her hair at 11, so they asked me to come later at 12.
When I went to the funeral home, owner Terry Harmon didn't want to answer my questions.
Do you have any comment about the fact that your hearse was stolen?
No.
Oh, my
but
God.
Later decided
he's like aggressively slammed the door on that reporter.
Yeah.
They did lie about it, so they lied to that lady. You can't see this lady. She's holding like a curling iron. She did her dead mom's hair. Do people do that?
I don't know.
Some places you might be able to go in and do it yourself. Do you do the makeup?
How could you do that yourself?
Maybe it's a weird thing where she always did her mom's hair for her whole life.
Yeah, but...
Well, listen, I know this, that when my grandma died... The place that we went to, they did her hair and makeup, and she looked like the Joker.
I'm sorry to laugh.
I said it. Heath Ledger. What had happened was... So the family, like all my uncles, they were ready to kill somebody.
The people never really.
I know,
because
they're dead.
You know, they do dead. The best they can. I don't know.
You're dead.
Yeah.
But
that should be minimal.
It shouldn't look like the Joker.
It should be minimal. Not
it was.
I guess the issue was the photo that they gave. They were like, this is what our mom looked like.
Yeah.
I was like, you shouldn't have used that one.
Yeah. It
was she was heavily there, made up. Bright red lipstick.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was like.
You almost made me choke.
So they expected, I think, minimal and it to look like their mom, and it didn't. It looked more like Heath Ledger.
I can't deal with that open casket stuff.
Anyway. Yeah, I think I just went, just burn me up or something.
I don't like it at all. Yeah. I really don't. Really, it's not how anyone should be remembered.
No.
Yeah, it's like
it is
personally,
odd.
I just I don't think so I'd never want an open casket.
I always like when they put the photo up of the person when they were, you know, they're alive.
Yeah, and a great one of their favorite pictures, and that's how you remember them.
Yeah.
Not all pale and made up like the Joker.
It's weird. It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. But I mean, if you don't want that to happen, I understand maybe wanting to take it in your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So back to the story. The funeral director, who apparently lied to this woman, slammed the door on the reporter. Now he's coming out to talk to him.
To come back out once I started talking to Therese.
Terry, I don't know what to believe because the shirt is so dirty. And I don't know what to think anymore. I know that this vehicle was in an accident.
I told you immediately if it was your involvement in anything. It's not. It's another family. They knew about it, and everything's good. Okay, it was a gentleman, and he's scheduled for cremation tomorrow.
This exclusive Sky Fox video captured the casket being removed from the stolen SUV and placed in another. So we decided to show the video to Therese.
As I'm watching the video, I noticed that the casket is white with gold handles, which is the same color as the casket that my mom...
Definitely your mom.
Yeah, it was your mom. You can tell the
police
guy's so...
Police confirmed to Fox 11 that when the mortuary employee reported the hearse stolen, he reported a casket was in the back with a female's body.
Oh, my God.
I'm shocked. I'm horrified.
Yeah, how would your mom take what happened? Would
well,
she
first
kind
she'd
of...
be off, and then she'd probably laugh.
Huh. And I just spoke with Therese just a few minutes ago. She tells me that she spoke with the owner here over the phone, and after she pressured him, after seeing our video... He then admitted that it was her mother's casket in the back of that stolen SUV. He wouldn't give an explanation as to why he lied to her, but they're planning to meet tonight before her mother's funeral.
Well, that'll be tense.
Give her some money back.
That'll be a tense funeral.
Shouldn't he give her some, like, a discount or something?
All of it. All of it.
Yeah, it should be free,
right?
All
of it.
Yeah. I don't think he will.
Oh, no, he's not going to. He's probably going to end up yelling at her.
Yeah.
What a crazy.
Wait,
can't wait to fly with Dave.
No, you made me choke to death with the Joker comment.
I can't wait.
It lodged my granola in.
You know it's everywhere and we don't know where it is.
It's granola,
and Dave's
not
been
granola,
all
it's granola, granola, not corona. Granola, not corona.
He's been all over
he's
the
got
earth.
The granola virus.
I do a bit of the granola.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that damn granola gets
it. Dry food, man. Gotta quit it.
Gotta
quit it.
You brought it. You know what's amazing? Oh, this is what I can't wait. Please have a coughing attack on the plane, and I will react like,
oh my God, who is this guy? Where have you
right,
been?
So I'll be kicked
this
off
guy
the
was
flight.
In Japan.
I'll be kicked off the flight.
This and guy was in Hong Kong.
I'll be quarantined for 2 weeks because Chuck is an a-hole. Well, we might be anyway. So.
Dude, hopefully it's...
No, I literally, when you made that joke, I laughed so hard, I felt the dry stuff coming up in my throat.
Screaming, this man was in Japan as a crazy thing.
Yeah.
This man was in Iran. This man was in Italy.
Oh, don't put it past him.
No.
No, and it could be a lot of fun.
And I'm the one
trying to find
the
fun
seat
in this
so we could have some nice seats together.
Yeah.
This is the thanks I get.
Yeah, you're going to be, he's gonna embarrass you.
This guy right here was, he's been to Switzerland.
Son of a bitch, though, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know, Dave.
Joking to death. It's a lung thing, just so you know.
Okay, let's move on here. An Uber driver in Ontario, Canada, kicked some guys out of his car when one guy farted.
Yeah.
I get it.
I would kick you right out. Yeah, pull over and kick you right out. You
then,
farted?
Did you fart?
Get out.
Then they started saying all sorts of racist stuff about the guy, so he started recording them. Here's the story from CTV News.
Uber driver Jose Peralta picked up three male passengers at an adult entertainment establishment in Kitchener before 2 a.m. on Sunday.
Kitchener strip joint, huh?
Things escalated quickly.
The guy farts one f***ing time. He farts. And you're not going to drive me home.
He farted three times.
Who gives a
f***? One passenger started to get drunk. That's the best audio.
He farted three times.
That's how every night at a Canadian strip joint ends.
Arguing over the amount of farts?
Yes. Yep.
In a car.
The guy farts one time. He farts. And you're not going to drive me home.
He farted three times.
Who gives a
Peralta says one passenger started to get very agitated, so we pulled into this plaza to end the ride. According to Uber, all drivers have the right to end a trip at any time if they feel uncomfortable. But that didn't go over well with the angry passenger.
You're not going to drive me f***ing home.
Like, you don't have
How stupid are you?
Peralta says he feared for his safety.
And it was like three of them, you know, and I'm there by myself. Like, I don't know what they're going to do.
The passenger refusing to leave.
You've been allowed in Canada, you
I don't have to put up with the abuse and, you know, and the racial stuff is what really bothered me.
Peralta says he finally gets out, but then goes to the driver's side and pulls on the door.
Get out, f***er. Get out.
Stop. I just kept my cool. I stayed in the car. He's telling me to get out of the car and fight him.
Police say he did the right thing.
Not engage, call police immediately and let us handle the situation.
Uber releasing a statement saying the treatment of this driver was extremely disturbing to hear and we have reached out to the driver. We do not tolerate discrimination of any kind and we've permanently deactivated this rider from the app.
You know, I've been at this over 30 years and this is nothing new.
Over at Waterloo Taxi, they've banned people from using their cabs before. All of their vehicles equipped with video cameras, GPS tracking, and an emergency button for drivers.
It gives them a sense of security. And it's also accident mitigation, things like that. You know, these are great things to have.
As for Peralta, that night he went home earlier than usual.
I was, like, really upset. So I didn't want to be driving anymore.
He's now back at it and is hoping the bumps in the road are behind him.
That fart guy is the most angriest Canadian I've ever heard.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. He was a wasted, just out of the strip club Canadian.
Turns out, the girl didn't really love him.
Oh, that'll bum you out.
How's she going?
That'll bum you out.
You thought he had a girlfriend.
They gave me gas. He didn't love me.
Yeah, I know that. Good for him, though, for recording it. He's got it all on tape, right?
Those guys were scumbags.
I think we posted it on our Instagram, but there was like it was, I don't know if it was from China, but it was like an Uber driver that was fully encased in plastic.
Yeah,
that's how I would be if I had an Uber.
Absolutely. He has, if you Instagram.com/DaveAndChuckTheFreak, you'll see it there. There's an Uber driver who has enclosed himself. He's made like a makeshift tent around himself so that he can pick up people and not worry about catching their diseases.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably will still go through his ventilation system.
I think he's still doomed.
It's not foolproof.
Yeah, he's still doomed. But the idea that maybe you could keep a fart out of your airspace would be nice. Yeah. That'd be nice.
There is nothing worse than a car fart.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're trapped. We've been a part of it before when we took a service and anyone. So that poor guy trapped in his own car. They are just ripping bombs.
Dude, I'd kick you right out, too.
I've never farted in a car, and it hasn't been a disaster. Like, even when I'm just there myself. You know, like, when I let one out in a car, it's...
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, a car is not... It
so
absorbs.
Small. It's so small.
It expands. And it,
I had a rental car the other week.
Oh, no. Did it smell?
No. Listen, when I sat down, I was like, oh, God. I sat down on the cushion. I had this awful odor. I think whoever had it before farted so much in the cushion.
It saved it.
Yeah. Every time I sat down, it brought off
rental cars.
If you don't, if you don't have like a leather seat, I think you just add in. Like, that's, I think, half of the reason that the Cavalier smelled so bad. I had those fabric seats.
Oh, you had those fabric fart seats?
Just add up all my farts over the
articles.
Yeah.
Little by little, just, they add up like a savings account.
That was more than happened to Chuck's chair in the studio, because when you guys were off, I was ripping farts in his seat you wouldn't believe.
I know. It's true. He did.
Yeah.
Rental cars are like the hotels of cars. Like, it's, who knows
I've had
gone.
Really smelly rental cars.
Yeah. I haven't done it that often. I think I've rented a car maybe two or three times in my life, but each time I was like, I bet there's semen and farts everywhere.
Yeah, and we're going to be in one today.
Hopefully you get a good one.
Hopefully no semen and farts.
Yeah, well.
But the one I was in for sure, it was like a fart bomber because every time I sat down, it smelled like ass. I'm like, what is going on? But then it would go away.
Yeah.
And then I made the connection, like, I think it's in the seat. Yeah. I did not bend down to sniff it because that would have been terrifying.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
That's how you get pink eye.
Yeah. Don't sniff chairs.
And that's what it was. These farts had been entombed inside the
ass. So when I sat down, I released it.
Poof. It's not good.
Real bad. They should defart their seats.
How do you do it?
I don't know. If I was like budget rental car or something, I'd put that in. We'd defart our seats.
Wonder if you could take a sponge, squeeze it,
and then have it absorb it.
Fart and then make it grow and fill with fart air. Then I could give you the sponge.
Yeah.
And then you would unknowingly push down on her something and be like, oh!
Yeah, I think I'm sure that would work.
It might work.
Sounds like a real awesome Dave and Chuck science experiment.
Yeah, it does.
No.
What a fart is little microscopic poo particles.
Yeah.
And I think a sponge would absorb those.
I hope so.
So you guys are flying today, and I saw Martha Stewart had put on her Instagram about the airline seats, and she says you should wipe the whole seat down.
I do.
You don't wipe the whole seat down.
I wiped the whole seat down when I flew with Stella. Is she saying like the cushions and everything?
I didn't do the cushion. There's no time. You look like a freak.
Yeah. I definitely looked like a freak cleaning.
Well, I mean, you can clean like the armrests and all that, but she's saying the actual seats because how dirty they are.
Oh, we saw that when someone did the headrest of a seat and the cloth came off black.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all head grease and grease.
I know. Just put ass stuff, too.
And ass stuff, too.
Head grease and ass stuff.
Yeah.
But no, you
eventually
you
we're
going to
we'll
you're
be in a weird world where the when you get on the plane, they'll have put.
They won't do that. They don't care.
Well, I told you the people that got on the flight with me a few weeks ago, they put whole seat covers on, right?
I'm surprised that they don't. Like cover each seat every time.
It's too much money.
It's too much money.
Yeah.
It's
too much time.
And I thought about it. They won't do it. They'll always just let you do it.
Yeah. The airlines will never do that.
But then they needed extra time, right, Dave? Like those people. That was the people that needed extra time.
That's the people that said they needed extra time.
Because you think about it, when you're getting on a plane, it's fast and you've got to get in your seat. You've got to get everything situated. You don't have time to clean it down, cover it up.
Everyone's waiting for you to move, right?
Yeah.
And everyone, you're holding up the whole plane.
There's no room to do anything.
No.
I basically got a Spider-Man swing into my seat.
Yep.
Are you cleaning your seat today? Should I be prepared for that?
You guys should wipe down,
I don't think I brought anything. Dave? I just decided I was going to let Corona take me.
I have brought hand sanitizer. That's all I brought.
No wipes?
You got to get
you
some wipes.
You can buy them at the airport.
I'll probably buy something at the airport.
Over here.
Yeah, bring those. Is it like Clorox wipes?
Yeah, like the Clorox.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Pledge multi-surface wipes.
Oh, that won't work.
That's not going to work. You need
Clorox.
That's
just for dust.
Dave dusted. I cleaned up real nice.
Yeah. But still got all the deadly stuff on it.
Man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, so we have told you many times about the dangers of dating apps, and we hear about it now and again. Couple of stories making the news today, one out of Detroit, one out of Maryland, both targeting guys. I believe one is targeting gay men, and one is targeting straight men, but it's guys posing as women. Both taking advantage of them, and sometimes it could be deadly. Have you been duped by a dude on a dating app? If you have and you want to share your story, 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969. First to Detroit, where a guy allegedly meeting other men on dating apps has been robbing them. One resulted in a shooting. Here's that story from WXYZ-TV.
That's right. One of those victims was shot, but he's okay. What we know tonight is that DPD is investigating five cases, and we spotted what appears to be a frightening trend, and now they're warning people about dating online.
I heard a pow. I heard somebody scream. I heard another pow, pow, and then I heard nothing.
Annie Wilson says she was nearby when one of those dates went awry.
I just went to the window. I saw the car door open. I prayed that the guy was okay.
Detroit police say the shooting happened on the 2500 block of Taylor. The victim, 36 years old. Police say he and the shooter met face-to-face after talking through a dating app. Authorities say the suspect is linked to 5 armed robberies since December and as recent as February 17th.
Same dude.
Here's a map of the dating app cases under investigation.
Well, yeah,
3 men were held at gunpoint on the 14,000 block of Greenlawn and another man at Eaton and Monica. The victims range in age from 19 to 36. Investigators say the gunman preys on his victims through dating apps and lures them to a location. Once inside their car, police say he robs them at gunpoint and forces them to drive to an ATM to withdraw money. Wilson says it's just not safe.
We need to get back to face-to-face or meeting in a safe place.
2 weeks ago, Bashar Kalabic was brutally murdered at this motel by a man he met through a dating app. Action News spoke to a retired Detroit police lieutenant about the dangers of dating apps and how to safely meet someone from online.
Take a picture of him, his car, and his license plate. What does this guy care? If he just wants to date you and he's legit and he thinks you're cute, okay, he's going to agree to it.
That's one of those excitable,
amazing eyebrows.
His eyebrows are nuts.
And I'll be in a cab.
He's really, really
now, police say the suspect flees on foot. They would not tell us the name of the app that was used in this case. We will press for more answers tomorrow at a news conference here at the 10th Precinct.
Let you know where it is.
Yeah, right here.
Over there.
Obviously, I would assume, you know, they didn't tell for sure it's Grindr, the gay dating app. He's a guy targeting guys, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that apparently that hairdresser was using when he met a guy in a hotel and then was beaten to death.
Yeah.
So you got to be super careful. But in Maryland, and this happens everywhere as well, guys there are posing as women on dating apps and robbing the guys that match with them. And here's that story from Fox 5.
Marina Lauren, the app involved in these cases is called Meet Me. One of the first things you get when you sign up is a message on how to stay safe. It says if you meet someone in real life, then to meet in a public place. Of course, that did not happen in these cases. Men lured to this Greenbelt apartment complex where they were robbed at gunpoint. Now, Greenbelt police have not put out a ton of details on this with their warning, but we do know in the last few weeks, police have gotten 4 or 5 reports of this happening. The male victims have all arranged to meet women that they chatted with through this app. When they get to a group of garden-style apartments off Edmondson Road in Greenbelt, several masked suspects rob them of their cell phones, wallets, and keys. Police asking people not to meet with strangers on apps like Meet Me. It is not clear why the victims are being lured to this specific group of apartments, but one neighbor told us he doesn't feel safe here.
I don't feel safe in this environment since we came here. I think I've heard about 2 or 3 incidents. I've heard about 2 or 3 incidents.
And dating apps have led to danger in other cases recently in the DMV. In November, police say in Silver Spring, a man raped a woman he met on a dating app. And in December, police arrested a District Heights man who claimed to be a police officer. He is accused of raping a woman after meeting her on the same Meet Me app, now associated with these robberies. Now, police...
Is there something to that Meet Me app? James, maybe you know this. Is it for escort type?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with the Meet Me app.
I think you can pay people on the Meet Me app.
I'm more of a Grindr guy myself.
I know. Yeah. I know that.
I've never heard of Meet Me.
I haven't either. It seems like a real sketchy one.
Mm-hmm.
Just the picture alone.
I think it is. It's like totally sketch. Like it's normally if someone has like a Meet Me, like they're up to something.
It's weird, right?
You know?
I don't know anything about
but it. But I really don't know. Maybe it's just something that people are using, like a Snapchat.
Well, there's a warning for parents about it, but I don't really see.
Yeah. I just wonder if you can pay people.
So I know this is something that maybe you would be embarrassed to talk about, but if you've been duped by a guy on a dating app,
Will you share your story? How did it happen? How did they get you? 1-855-954-6969. You can ask for voice changing technology if you must. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969, because it seems to happen to so many people, and I think a ton of them don't report it.
Yeah.
Because they're too embarrassed to.
I think a lot of times it doesn't, you don't really know that it's a guy. You don't really go somewhere and a guy's waiting for you. You know, most of the time when you get duped on one of these apps, it's you've sent a nude picture to somebody.
And that's not what we're talking about, right. By the way. We're not talking about like, oh, she was a bigger girl or anything like that. We're talking about literally someone's there to rob you or attack you or something.
Right.
When you think you're meeting, you know, a hot chick, it turns out it's a dude who's just wants to rob you. Apple is reviewing whether or not to boot Meet Me out of their iTunes store. Report claims it is riddled with prostitution.
That's kind of what I thought. It's like more of a prostitute app.
So these guys that went through Meet Me in Maryland, especially, they probably thought they were meeting up with hookers, right? So they're not going to meet in a safe place. They're meeting with a hooker, for God's sakes.
Right. So like that's what happens. And then like someone decides they're going to have sex with someone and then not pay them. Or they rape them, or you know what I mean? Like it's bad. It's not good.
This guy said he was duped by a chick offering a free massage. I go to the house, door unlocked. I hear a female voice tell me to come in. I unrobe, lay down on the massage table, get massage. Things start to get hotter and heavy. I'm in the middle of getting oral, and I realize it's a guy.
Oh, no.
That's a twist. I ran out of the house naked and drove away.
Well, we've heard that there was a guy that was there. You made videos of it, right?
You made it this far.
I tried to hang in there.
Couldn't have hung in there for 10 more minutes.
I mean, it's already.
Oh, that you are a trusting individual. My God, you walk into a stranger's house, get naked, and lie face down on a massage table and don't look?
And you don't even see them at all?
Never.
Remember we talked about the person that would blindfold?
Yeah, it was that guy that was like a serious, he would film them and put it on sites.
Yep.
Like straight guy does this, and then he would dress like a girl and stuff.
Oof.
It's wild.
You don't want that.
You gotta be like, I gotta get a good look at you before my
God,
goes.
Of course.
Oh my God.
People are real trusting.
I wanna get a good look at you.
I got a, not just a good look, there's gotta be some parts inspection.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yep. I got to get a good look at it.
Yeah, I guess we've talked about Meet Me before. That is the app where people said definitely sketchy, lots of prostitutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I think anymore.
I think you have to pay to like talk to someone.
Oh, that's weird.
You know what I mean? Like you'd have to, like someone could set it up, you know, like any of us. So like, hey, you want to talk to Chuck the Freak today? I'm on Meet Me. And then you'd have to pay money to get into the chat.
Yeah.
You know.
That I've been duped on dating apps, then discovered there's a whole underground movement of male pickup artists working to scam multiple women. These men train new recruits on their game and have training videos on social media, but they use dating apps to meet women. They even live feed dates to use as examples during their training. Hashtag dicks.
Huh.
So they target maybe lonelier women or less attractive women. Or
remember I watched that show and it had that guy named Mystery on it. It was like a dating, like a long
pickup artist.
Yeah, the pickup artist.
I watched it every week.
Yeah, the pickup artist. And I was like fascinated by this guy who dressed like a magician pirate.
Right. Yeah.
And would somehow get chicks. And this is back when I guess you just believed everything that was on TV. Like it wasn't set up, you know? But guys are still doing this. They're still like doing that exact thing where like you say the right things at the right time. You
make fun of them in a certain
way. You touch them.
Some kind of outrageous hat like you just bought from Halloween USA.
Yeah. Yep.
Talking about getting duped on dating apps. Elizabeth, have you had it happen? Hey, Elizabeth.
The duping?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
It was not me, but it was my dad.
Oh,
dad. So he met someone online who was posing as a woman, had phone calls, emails, pictures of the sexual content sent back and forth. for 10 years.
10 years?
Whoa!
10 years?
10 years. Jesus. Yeah. And they would, he would send money to her, and he probably spent thousands of dollars on her. And, you know, I would hear them, like, overhear them on the phone. I'd be like, Dad, you know, this doesn't sound right. She kind of sounds, like, robotic. You know, it doesn't sound right. And he had the chance to meet her, and she completely went radio silent.
Yeah.
So wait, how did he speak to, how did he speak to her on the phone if it was a guy?
I'm assuming she had some kind of,
voice changer.
Like, voice changing.
Or just a high voice. Like,
we watched a catfish thing one time, and it was a guy, and the guy just flat out just talked. But he would just talk in, like, a higher, you just talk higher pitched. You know, he'd talk higher pitched or whatever, and it was convincing. It was, like, how he could do it
the way he
was,
did.
Like, convincing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's sad.
Yeah. So, but 10 years this went on.
Yeah, he only found out, like, a couple years ago that it was this guy from Texas, and he was posing as this hot woman for 10 years.
How did your dad react?
Shamed my dad.
How did your dad react knowing he had, like, a decade-long relationship with a dude?
Yeah, he loved a man from Texas.
I could tell that he was, like, really crushed and disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he didn't really say much on the topic. I think he was mostly embarrassed that he was played for so long.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, your poor dad.
Yeah, that sucks. Thanks for calling in, Elizabeth. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
And that's something you'd never know about. Dad's not telling you about the chick he met on an app, right?
Yeah.
Dad's just doing that on dad time.
I would think so.
So you can't even start in.
But 10 years, though, you might think
you'd hear something about it.
That you maybe have heard about it.
Yeah.
Someone said, I got $2,000 stolen from me when I met a guy on Plenty of Fish. He said he was a military guy, hardworking college student, was successful. Later found out he stole the $2,000. He had a secret child. He was dishonorably discharged from the military. Mm-hmm. He stole $18,000 from his grandma, and he was homeless.
Jeez, he was dishonorably discharged.
That's really bad.
Andy, you were duped on a dating app. How did it happen?
I had been talking to a female about a week ahead of time before I went to go meet her. I went to go meet her with $200 in my wallet. Uh-oh. And I walked up to the front door, and next thing I know, there's 10 guys there, and I got my ass beat and robbed with $200.
Oh, boy. 10 guys jumped you?
Yes.
Now, was it really 10 guys, or are you just saying 10 guys to make it sound harder?
No, it was legit 10 guys.
Legit 10 guys. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, thanks for calling in, Andy. Yeah, no,
22 men. Yeah. We each got $20, boys.
$20.
Yeah.
That's
$20 each. Let's go order a pizza.
It's not the best.
No.
Yeah, you were more of like a 3-man crew.
Yeah,
yeah. But if you were the one that's been attacked, I guess ninjas fell from the ceiling. Mm. Everything happened.
Ninjas.
You go over. Don't punch me. I'd be like, God, oh, there's 10 of you. Don't punch me. You don't have to. Here's everything I got.
I wonder if it's just common sense or what. Like, I just could never imagine, even in when I was the most desperate to get laid or whatever, it was like going to a residence first, you know?
Yeah.
Like going to a residence first with money on me.
I think guys just really have to realize the adage of if it seems too good to be true, then it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a hard lesson to learn, I guess.
Yeah.
Traveled out of town with a coworker. He met up with a chick on Meet Me. Later, he called me from jail because he got busted for prostitution.
Oh, geez. So they were stinging people on there?
They must be.
That's nuts.
You just have to be so... I mean, again, your dong leads you astray so often.
It really does.
So often.
You guys.
But I know it's real bad. But the thing is, I can see how these guys, as much as you can sit here and go, I'd never fall for that.
Yeah.
You can see how guys could fall for it easily.
Yeah.
It's been a dry spell. You've got some decent looking chick chatting you up. You think she's genuine. All of a sudden she's like, why don't you just come over? Bing.
Yep.
Who's going to say no?
A lot of loneliness out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tex, your coworker was duped.
Yes, sir, he was.
What happened to him?
Well, we worked in the oil field in North Dakota, so we had a lot of money. We had no no time to play with the money. So he went online to meet with this girl. Well, he kept saying she was French. But after talking for a while, she was from Africa.
Oh, okay.
And once she was from Africa, they FaceTimed. There was a real woman and whatnot. Well, he spent $75,000.
Oh.
Because he just wanted to help her out with food, money, rent, stuff like that. So she kept saying that she wanted to meet up with him, so he did. So he flew to Africa and was jumped by three Nigerian gang members. And
fly to Africa.
The only way he got out of there was he had to spend another $20,000, so they would let him go.
Oh my God.
Okay, I take it back. I just, some of these guys are just idiots, right?
Yeah,
okay. Although some you can easily be led astray by your dog, that's just idiotic.
Yeah, but at the same time, he was like Skyping or whatever with an actual girl who's
in on it.
Who's probably, she's in on it, but she's probably doing stuff. You know what I mean? She's probably
worth $75,000 plus another extra $20,000 to fly to Africa.
I know. I know that.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. So, like, they need to start issuing fleshlights or something. And people are that horny that they'll spend $95,000 to head to Africa to get their ass kicked. Like, just get everybody a fleshlight.
That's right. Someone said a guy I used to work with does this for fun. He has several apps with different girls' pictures. Guys will send him money all the time. He has four different phones that he changes the numbers on to keep the scam going.
Jeez.
Dude's a creeper.
I feel like this happens a lot.
It's easy pickings.
So easy.
Right?
Yep. It's the easiest
thing. Dudes are like so horny.
Dudes are desperately horny.
Desperately horny.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Issue some fleshlights to people. They need to.
Just, you got to think about just being on social media now and just how many times you'll get stuff. I know Lisa has said she'll get sent stuff from guys where she's like, this guy's probably not a real guy.
No, yeah, you can tell.
You know, and you can always tell, like, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, they've got 55 followers.
Yeah.
So, like, that's 55 other dudes that are like,
this is real,
falling for it.
I see fake girls all the time, man.
Yeah, and they're trying. Yeah.
And it is. It's like they follow like four people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're like, what?
Someone said, I'm a girl that has met guys online, and the guys have actually asked me to send them a picture, flipping them off or something to make sure I'm not a guy. Mm. I totally do that. I'd have specific requests.
Like a newspaper.
I need to see you in a raincoat. I'd give them pictures that they normally wouldn't have, right?
Yeah. You know what really turned me on?
You in a raincoat. Yellow.
Just stuff that they wouldn't have on file. I want to make sure you're you. To put on a pair of wooden shoes.
Well, I do like that.
You do?
Mike's in Boston. Hi, Mike. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
So, a couple years back, I was on this dating site, and I met this girl. We were talking for a while, and she had this rape fantasy where she wanted me to kind of come in and sneak in the house and, you know, make it, like, realistic for her.
Yeah.
You know. So, obviously, I obliged. And when I arrived, I was in the house, and in the car, she had called the police, and I wind up getting arrested. Have to go down to jail, went to court over this, and fortunately, I had all the screenshots and text messages from this crazy person, so no charges were able to be, you know, stuck. But,
Jesus.
It's insanity.
Yeah, man.
You're super lucky, dude.
Yeah, I there just would be no way I would fake rape anyone. No.
It's not someone you just met.
No. I'm dating someone for a couple. I wouldn't even fake rape anyone to begin with. But I mean, the whole break-in thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like I'm an intruder. Maybe if you're, you know, with someone for a couple of years.
I'll tell you this right now. With my neighbor, if I tried to fake break into my house, I'd probably be done.
Yeah.
He'd be like,
hey, Chuck, oh no.
Oh boy, I thought you was
got a freaky lady in there.
Yeah, boy, I shot you good.
Jeez.
And this person said my friend used to have his girlfriend set up meets at hotels. He'd hide in the room and rob the guys with a knife so he could get money for his heroin.
Opaloids.
Those goddamn opaloids. Preying on boners.
But his girl was in on it. His girl would help him.
Yeah.
She'd attract the guys for him to rob.
A lot of times that happens, too.
Yeah, she's on heroin, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just, I mean, you won't stop. I know. There's no point in telling guys to be careful. Because the dongs will still go on that app even when you're not looking.
Online stuff is getting...
He's like, I just bought us a Delta flight to Africa. He's swiping all night. Oh, get off there!
Oh, no.
It'll happen. So there's no point in warning you, but just keep your wits about you if you can.
Mm, yeah.
Speaking of dating apps, by the way, there's a new law in Texas that criminalizes unsolicited lewd photos that are randomly sent by guys who think random girls are dying to see their dongs.
Yeah.
So to accommodate this law, the developers of the Kinked app have added a new algorithm. This new software can identify nudity in a picture, block it out, and inform the receiver the pic was removed. But it also gives you the option to see it if you happen to want to.
Yeah.
They say their algorithm so far is removing at least 3,000 nude pics a day. It's a lot of man meat being slung
around. Well, it's kinked.
There.
It's kinked or whatever the app is, you know, like that's, you know, yeah, you're in for it when you sign up for that.
Right. But I think it's also protecting the dick pic sender to a certain degree because there could be people trying to take advantage of that law now.
Right.
Right?
Mm. Sure.
Like, even though they're saying, hey, let's show me some stuff, then they get one like, I didn't want your dong. I'm reporting you to the cop.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of saves both sides.
That's crazy that you got, like, a donger shield now.
You need one. You need one for yourself. And, like, every girl needs to have, like, a Patriot missile set up.
Right.
Of just shooting dong picks down at all times.
The law had to get involved.
Yeah,
that's how bad it is.
Nuts.
It's real bad.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.